Today's daf is Yevamos daf Kuf Yud Beis, and we are at the Mishnah in the middle of daf Kuf Yud Aleph Amid Beis. Today's daf is being learned as a Zechus Refuah Shalema, Fachayim Melazar ben Rachel Leah, Avadia ben Miriam Leah, Moshe Abba ben Devorah, Devorah bas Mecha, Shmuel ben Tehila, Baruch ben Rachel, Malcolm Miriam bas Esther, Sar Nechama bas Rus Malka, Miriam bas Rivka, Chaim Oren ben Orli Aviva, Mordechai Tzvi ben Malka HaKoyen, and Esther Kreindl bas Devorah. Today's daf is also being learned Le'ilui Nishmas, Shlomo ben Yebod L'Chaim Toivim, Reb Chaim Doiv. Zokt de Mishnah. Yavam Katon, Sheba al Yavama Kitana. So there was a Yavam Katon that did Yibum with a Yavama Kitana. A Katon could do Yibum? The short answer is yes. Once a katan is 9 years old, biyasoi biya, as a result, he could do the mitzvah of yibum. What's the halachic status of a katan that's 9 years old yibum? So it's a sugya that we learned in great detail not so long ago. The short answer is that Chazal treated the biya of a ben tes like maimer of a gadol. The longer answer we'll talk about in the raid. But the Mishnah says that in the event that a Yavam Katan was ba on a Yavam Gedoyla, so the halach on a Yavam Ketana, so the halach is Yigdalu Ze'em Ze'. These two people, the Yavam and the Yavam, are going to be forced to live together. And the reason is because the Yavam's Yibum is going to constitute a Yibum on some level, but because he's a Katan, he doesn't have the ability to give her a get. So the Yibum is going to create something. At the same time, he won't be able to terminate it. Hence, Yigdalu Ze'em Ze, they're going to be forced to grow all together, or at least become bar mitzvah and bas mitzvah together. And at that point, if he wants to give her a get, he can give her a get. What would be if a Yavam ben Tes would be ba, not on a ketana, but rather on a Yavam gedayla? Same halacha, tikat lenu. Because he's a katan, does not have the ability to give a get, therefore he's going to have to at the very least wait until he's bar mitzvah, only then will he be able to give her a get. Another halacha. Hayavama sha'amra b'toich shloshim yoyim loy nevalti. A yavama who within 30 days from the nefila liyibon went to Bezdin and said, loy nevalti, you should know, I never received a yibon. In other words, there's a dispute between the Yavam and the Yavama whether there was ever a Bia or there was not a Bia. There's a mitzvah of Yavama Yavah Yolel once you have an Afila Liyipum. However, they're debating and disputing and they're arguing whether it in fact happened or whether it didn't happen. So the Yavama Tainid Loi Nevalti. Now, if it's within 30 days, so the Allah is Koifenoi Soi Shayach Litzla. We force the Yavam to now do Chalitza, meaning we trust her that she did not receive the Bia. As a result, he now has to do chalitza. Now the Gemara is going to ask an obvious question. If she's claiming loy nevalti, and we trust her that loy nevalti, to the point that we're going to now force him to do something, why are we forcing him to do chalitza? Just force him to do yibum. It's going to be the Gemara's kashal. Achash loy shem yoyim. Once 30 days pass already, if she says loy nevalti, and he's clearly saying no, ba'alti, mevakshin heimenu sheyachlitzel. At that point, we trust him. We don't trust her. However, being that she's saying loy nevalti, we request of him, very kindly, to please do chalitza. Ubizmancha hu moida. Let's say he's moida. He also says that loy baalti. So she says loy nevalti. He says loy baalti. Then afilu la'achash le'masa chaydesh. Even if 12 months pass already, koifenoisa sheyach litzla, we're going to force him to do chalitza. The Gemara is going to explain everything that we just said. Another halach. A nederes hana miyavama. A woman that made a neder that she will not have hana from her brother-in-law. And then lo and behold, it turns out that she fell a yibum to this brother-in-law, which is a problem, because now that she made a neder that she can't have anah from him, how's she going to be able to be married to him? So says the Mishnah, b'chayi, by the way, in the event that she made this neder while her husband was alive, meaning before she fell a yibum, assuming then that there was no reason to anticipate that she was ever going to fall a yibum, so why would she have made the neder? She didn't like her brother-in-law. So this is a married woman who made a neder that she's not going to have any ana from her husband's brother. We force the yavam to do chalitza, meaning they can't do yibum, and if you don't do chalitza, she's going to end up being a yavam l'shok. So therefore, we force him to do chalitza. If, however, she made the neder after her husband had already died, so now it looks a little suspicious, meaning this woman's husband died. She now fell a yibum, and she made a neder that she's not going to have anah from her brother-in-law. Very convenient for her. Now that there's a neder, it's not possible to do yibum, so she's going to have no choice but to get chalitza. So in this case, we're not going to force him to do chalitza, but rather mevakshin heimenu sheyachlitzla. We're going to only kindly request he do chalitza, but to force him already not. Why not? Because it looks like she did this to circumvent the laws of Yibum, and therefore we're not going to bail her out. V'im neschavno lekach, if she made the neder while she was married, but we have reason to believe that when she made the neder, she had in mind that in the event that she falls the Yibum, she doesn't want to have to do Yibum. So then the halacha is afilu b'chayi b'ayla, even if she made the neder while her husband was alive, mevakshim ena sheyachlitza, so we're not going to force him to do chalitza. All we're going to do is kindly request that he do chalitza. So there's really three parts to the mission. The first part of the mission discusses a yavam katan that did Yibum. The halacha is that Yigdalu Zemza Tigadlenu, he's going to be forced to stay in this marriage at the very least until he's bar mitzvah. Ordinarily, a man gets married, he always has an option to get out of the marriage. He can give a get. This Yavam Katan can't give a get because a Katan can't divorce his wife. As a result, he's going to be forced at the very least to grow older. That was the first part of the mission. Second part of the mission is what happens if you have a dispute, there's a machloikis between the Yavam and the Yavama. Was there a Yibam done? Was there not a Yibam done? How does that impact the halachos? And the third part of the mission, it discusses a Yavama that makes a neder. She made a neder that she's not going to have hanah from the yavam. As a result, it would be very difficult to do yibum because how is a couple going to live together in the event that she's not allowed to have hanah from the husband? It's going to impact the marriage in many, many material ways. What exactly is the halachic status? It's not a lot of Gemara today, a much lighter daf than the previous few dafim, but the Gemara is going to discuss first part of the Mishnah, second part of the Mishnah, and the third part of the Mishnah. So, Al Rishon Rishon, Zok the Halakha Gemara. The Mishnah said, Yavam Katan, Sheba al Yavam Mektana. If a Yavam Katan did Yibun with the Yavam Mektana, so what's the halacha? Yigdulu Zemze. What if he was Baal Yavam Gedoyla? It's the same exact halacha. Tigadlan, says the Gemara, they must say it's like Rameir. It would seem at first glance that our Mishnah is the like Rameir. Which Rameir? The Tanya, we learned to the Barai, so Katan Mektana, Loy Chosim, Loy Messiah, and even Rameir. Rameir holds that a Katan can't do Yibun, and a Ketana can't do Yibun. A mayor also holds a katan and a ketana can't do chalitza. But we need to focus on the yibum part. That's what our mission is referring to. So katan v'ketana, Rameir shita is loy misyab. What's the reason? So this is maybe the most famous Rameir in Shas. It's because Rameir is chayish l'miyuta. And Rameir is concerned that this katan, when he grows older, may find out that he's a saris. The ketana, when she grows older, may find out that she's an islandess. A saris and an islandess do not have a mitzvah of yibum. If they don't have a mitzvah of yibum, they can't do yibum. Because to the extent the Torah didn't command yavama yava yoleh, what you're left with is an isereshes ach shaloi b'makah mitzvah. So Rameir holds that I'm chayish l'miyuta that every katan might be a saris. I'm chayish l'miyuta that every katana might be an islandess. And as a result, katan v'katana loy misyabim. What's the point of the Gemara, that if the Mishnah says, Yavam Katan, Sheba Yavam Ketana, Yigdalu Zemze, or Yavam Katan, Sheba Yavam Gedoylo, Tikadlenu, this is a raya that the Mishnah is going to like Rameir, because according to Rameir, this is a situation of an Eishes Ach, Shalei B'Makam Mitzvah, and this whole discussion would be dead on arrival. There'd be no way to be having a conversation about something like this, because you're dealing with a situation where there's potentially Eishes Ach, Shalei B'Makam Mitzvah. But the Gemara says, it's not Muchach, maybe the Mishnah is going to Rameir. Kiyama Rameir, when did Rameir say that a katan and a ketana can't do yibum? That's a gedoyla lekatan. That's if the girl, the yavama, is a gedoyla, and she's going to now have a mitzvah yibum with a katan, or a ketana legadol, or she's a ketana, but he's a gadol. The chad minay obiyad yisuruhu. One of them is already bar mitzvah, or bas mitzvah, so for one of them, there's a real isra taking place. And being that there's a chshash, eishas ach shaloi b'makam mitzvah, even though it's a chshash rachuk, but this is Rameir who holds beruba the lesser kamon b'chayish l'miyuta, so it's for that reason, Rameir holds it's going to be a problem. But that's because one of the two parties are already gedolim. Av a katan abal a ketana, but our Mishnah is talking about a katan abal a ketana. Where they're both ketanim and ketanois, which means no one there is chayiv mitzvahs. If no one's chayiv mitzvahs, maybe then Rameir didn't say his halacha. Meaning, it's true, Rameir is chayish l'miyuta. What's the miyut here? Maybe there's an eishes achshel loy b'makom mitzvah. Okay, so if you're dealing with someone that's bar mitzvah, bas mitzvah, people that are chayiv mitzvahs, will be chayish miyut, we're going to disallow the yibum. But over here, you're dealing with a katan and a ktana anyways. What was the Mishnah? Yavam katan, shabal yavam ktana. So mean that they're all ktanim, no one's chayiv mitzvahs anyways. So to be chayish feisach, achshel loy b'makom mitzvah, when you're dealing with people that are not even chayiv mitzvahs, that Rameir never said. But freit the Gemara, that's good to answer the first part of the Mishnah of ktani. What was the next part? The next line. Still in the ratio of the Mishnah. But the very next line was, Ba'al Yevamah G'dayla Tegadlenu. In the event that this cotton was Ba'al on a Yevamah G'dayla, so what's the halacha? Again, they grow older together because he doesn't have the ability to give her a get. Over there, you're dealing with a Yevamah G'dayla, and it's the same exact halacha. So for sure, the Mishnah is the like Rameir. It's true. Yavam cotton Ba'al Yevamah G'tana, that doesn't have to be the like Rameir because they're not Bar Mitzvah. So maybe the Rameir never said his halacha. But what about the next line? Ba'al Yevamah G'dayla. There you have a Tzad G'dayla, and still Rameir seems to allow the Yavam cotton. Aye, maybe he'll end up in Gesaris, and it's going to come out. Must be the Mishnah's like Rameir, but the Gemara says, no. Even from that line of the Mishnah, it's not Muchach, Amar Rav Chanin, Choyza, Ba, Shani. No, the Mishnah's not saying Lechatchila, it's okay. The Mishnah said Ba, if it happened. Mishnah didn't say, go do it. Rameir holds its Aser. Katan v'ketana loy holds some of the Misiyabim, Divi Rameir. But even Rameir understands that not always do people do what they're supposed to do. And sometimes people do the wrong thing. So the Mishnah has to teach me what's going to be in the event that the Yavam Katan was Ba on the Yavam Gedayla. Abefreik the Gemara. You can't say that. You know why? Because Vahati Kadlenu Kamar. What did the Mishnah say? What is the halacha? If a Yavam Katan is Ba on a Yavam Gedayla, Tigadlenu. Tigadlenu means they should grow older together. How could they grow older together? It sounds like they're allowed to live together. The whole Bia Ubiya, the Isuruhu. Every single Bia is a Sophic Isurei Shesach. So the Gemara says, Ella, you're right. Machvarto, Masnisin, the Leiker Ameir. It's Muchach that the Mishnah is the Leiker Ameir, a Meir who's Chayish Lamiyuta, a Meir that holds a Katan and a Ktana, cannot do Yibum, cannot be the author of this Mishnah. And of course, whenever there's a Stam Mishnah, the Leiker Ameir, it's always worth mentioning it, as the Gemara always does, because we know Stam Mishnah is Rameir. So if it's Masis and the like Rameir, it's definitely something that's worth pointing out. Zok the Gemara, another Ha'ar. So it's Mavur in the Mishnah that a Yavam Katan could do Yibum. What's the nature of the Yibum? So we mentioned it's Kemaimer, but we'll talk more about it at the end of the daf. But the point is, there is an idea that a Yavam Katan can do Yibum. Says the Gemara, how's that possible? Kari Kan, Lahakim La'achiv Shem. What's the tachlis of Yibum? The tachlis of Yibum is for the Yavam and the Yavama to have a child. So what? Like this, the memory of the Achames of Reuven will be perpetuated. The whole tachlis is lahakim la'ach of shame. Now, a katan can't have a child. So a katan can't father a child. Freit the Gemara, what does it mean that a katan is doing Yibum l'chayro? He's not a bar hachi for lahakim la'ach of shame. I'm Rabbaya. Rabbaya said, I'm Akra. It says in the Pasuk, Yavama Yava Yaleo, called the there's some riboy in Yavama Yava Yaleo that teaches us that even a katan, that's true, he can't father a child. So in theory, he's excluded from the concept and the spirit of what Yibum is all about, but at the same time, he does have, on some level, a parasha of Yibum, and that's why if he would be Ba on the Yavama, it would not be an Eishas Achshalei B'Makam Mitzvah, and the halacha would be Yigdulu Zemzeh, the halacha would be Tegadlenu. Rava, I'm a Rava said a different tarot. Sibbe Lav Hachi Nami Le'Moses Armit. It's Pashit said Rava that Yavam Katan, even though he's not shayach to lahakim lach of shame, but at the same time, there's a heterei shesach. At the same time, in the event that he would do a maisa bia, he wouldn't violate any yisr in the Torah. Why? Because mi akamidi, because is it possible to hashta sirulei ulabasa shaita shaya? Because that's poshet, that when this yavam katan becomes bar mitzvah, for sure there's going to be a mitzvah zibum. Now, if you're telling me that when he's a yavam katan, there's no mitzvah zibum, so it comes out that when he's a katan, there's no mitzvah zibum, but then when he becomes a gadol, there is going to be a mitzvah zibum. Right now it's aser, later it's going to be mutter, mi'ikomidi, Rava said, I never heard of such a thing. That right now it's aser, and then later it's going to be mutter. Why did he never hear of such a thing? Because it violates one of the most basic, fundamental tenets of Yavamis. Because Va'am Rav Yudam Rav, kol Yavamis, shein ani kair b'pshas, tefil Yavam Yavam Yaleo, harei keishas achshi eshloi banam, asura, da'loch of Nesra, we know if there's a Yavama that you can't do Yibum, b'shas nafil as Yibum, so da'loch is you'll never be able to do Yibum. So said Rava, it's muchach then that the Yavam has some sort of mitzvah zibum. Because if he doesn't have a mitzvah zibum, then when he becomes bar mitzvah, he can't either have a mitzvah zibum. Because it would be nesra. But the Gemara says, ve'ema hachinami. Maybe when the Yavam katam becomes bar mitzvah, he also shouldn't have a mitzvah ziva. Meaning, how do you know that a Yavam Katan, when he becomes bar mitzvah, has a mitzvah zibum? Thus, you're proving that the Yavam Katan himself doesn't have an Isser Eish Azach, because if he had an Isser Eish Azach, he couldn't have a mitzvah zibum later, because you would say Nesro, maybe the Yavam Katan, when he becomes bar mitzvah, does not have a mitzvah zibum, and the Yavam Katan, Taka, does have an Isser Eish Azach, and the reason would be, because la'achiv shem, v'haylav bar hachi. So the Gemara says they can't be. You know why? Because Amakra, the Pasuk says, ki yeshvu achim yachtav, afilu ben yoymechad. It says in the Torah, ki yeshvu achim yachtav, if there were two brothers, Reuven and Shimon, as long as Shimon is an ach, which means even if he's only one day old, that's enough for there to be a zika liyibum. So that's clear from the pasuk ki yeshvu achim yachtav, that if Reuven and Shimon are brothers, Reuven dies, he leaves over no children, his wife falls to Shimon, even if Shimon is one day old, there's going to be a parsha of yibum. Which means that when he becomes bar mitzvah, for sure there's going to be a mitzvah zibum. If you're going to tell me that there's an Isser Eish Azach during that interim period before he becomes bar mitzvah, why? Because l'hakim l'achiv shem v'hai la bar hachiyu, then it's going to violate the principle of Nesra. Bal Karchach said Rava, it has to then be that there isn't going to be an Isser Eish Azach when he's a katan, and that's pshat in the Mishnah, that Yavam katan, Shabal Yavam Ketana, Yigdulu Zemze. So again, the halacha of the Mishnah was Yavam katan, Shabal Yavam Ketana, Yigdulu Zemze. Bal Yavam Gedoyla, Tigal. The first thing the Gemara said was is that this mishnah is loiker Rameir. Rameir is chayish lama yuta. According to Rameir, Yavam Katan cannot do yibum. Why? Because we're afraid he might be a saris, even though it's a very small possibility. But Rameir is chayish lama yuta, and as a result, it's pashit. We would not allow him to do yibum. And if he did yibum, we wouldn't say, oh, no worries, yigdu luzem ze tikadlenu, just grow older together. Chas v'shalom. Every single beer, there's a suffix that it might be a chayvi kris. It's clear. The second thing that the Gemara said was is that this that you see in the mishnah that there's a heterashis ach for a Yavam Katan is really a little bit of a chiddish. Why is it a chiddish? Because the heterashis ach is l'tzorech yibum. And what's the tachlis of yibum? L'hakim l'achiv shem. And a katan can't be l'hakim l'achiv shem because he can't have a child. So if that's the case, maybe there shouldn't even be a heterashis ach. And the Mishnah it's mavur, there is a heterashis ach. So what is the pshat? L'chayra, based on the idea and the spirit of Yavamis, why isn't there a heteresh asach? And the Gemara said two terutzim, Abaye and Rava. Abaye said, it's based on a ribo, Yavama, Yavo, Yaleh, a koldu, is marbo, even a katan. Rava said it has to be that way. Because we know that a katan, even if he's one day old, he's zoikek liyibum, meaning if Shimon is one day old, so there's going to be a parsha of yibum. What does it mean there's going to be a parsha of yibum? It for sure means that when he's bar mitzvah, there's going to be a mitzvah of Yavama, Yavo, Yaleh, and if in between when the Yavama fell a Yibum and the Yavam becomes bar mitzvah, there's an Isser Eish Azach, there wouldn't be able to be a Heter Eish Azach later because it would violate the principle of Nesra. So Bal Karchach, from Kiyesh Achim Yachtov alone, without a Riboy of Yavama Yavayala. Right, what was Rava's Lashin? Balav Hachi Nami Le Moses Amrit. He said, Abai, you don't need a special Jerusha. You don't have to come on to a Riboy of Yavama Yavayala to teach me that there's no Isser Eish Azach by a Katan. It's Pashit. Just learn Yavamis. There's no way for it to be otherwise, you don't need a special drasha. Once you know that a katan ben yoy mechad is zaykik liyibum, bal karchach, there's no isser eish asach, kaidin bar mitzvah. Moving along to the second part of the Mishnah. So the second part of the Mishnah discussed where there was a dispute between the Yavam and the Yavama, whether or not there was a bia between the Yavam and the Yavama. And really, whether there was or wasn't is a very, very big deal. Because if there was a bia, then the marriage was consummated. And if not, the marriage wasn't consummated. Because again, Yibum is very, very unique in that what makes the marriage happen is the Bia. So ordinarily, what makes the marriage happen is Chuppah V'Kiddushin. But when it comes to Yibum, the Bia itself is what consummates the marriage. So if there was Maimer and there was a Chasana, but there was no Bia, so then it would come out that they're actually not married. So what happened? There was a Yavam and there was a Yavama, and Kaloymar, they got married, and then there was a dispute. Was the Yeh a Bia, or was there not a Bia? So the Mishnah says, so what's the halacha? We'll just read the Mishnah again, and then we'll go into the Gemara. Ha-Yavama, Sha'amra, if the Yavama says, within 30 days, Lo Nevalti. She says there was never a Bia. Now, what does he say? He says that there was a bia. So he says, no, I did yibum already. She says, Moy Nevalti. I never had a bia. So the halach is, koifin noisei sheyach leitzlo. We force him to do chalitza. And again, what's the obvious question? It seems like we believe her. We don't believe him. So then why are we forcing him to do chalitza? Just force him to do yibum. Mitzvah's yibum is l'chura, the ikar mitzvah. So if that's the ikar mitzvah, so l'chura, you should go ahead and you should just force him to do yibum. The Gemara is going to discuss. L'achas shloishim yoim, after 30 days, then already, if she says loy nevalti, and he says, no, I did the bia, then we trust him. Because we trust him, we can't force him to do anything. Because we trust him. We said he did Yibum, he did Yibum. But at the same time, we do request that he should do Chalitza. Because she's saying, Loi Nevalti, and therefore, she needs a Chalitza. We'll see why in the Gemara. So therefore, Mevakshin Menu Sheyachlitza. Ubizman Shehu Maida. Let's say they're both Maidas, and then it's easy. I feel Acha Shneimah Sechaydish, Koyfe Noise Sheyachlitza. So the first thing you see in the Mishnah is that there's a chilik between within 30 days, after 30 days. Toich Shloishim Yoim, it sounds like we trust her to say Loi Nevalti. After Shloishim Yoim, we trust him to say no, Boalti. So it sounds like that up to 30 days, it could be he didn't do the Bia. But once 30 days pass, he's not going to be able to not do the bia. So who's the man d'amah that holds of such a svara that up to 30 days a person could be moikim anavshe, but once 30 days pass, not I'm Rabbi Yoichan, Rabbi Yoichan, and said Rabbi Meir, it's Rabbi Meir. The Tanya bringing to a brisa, and this brisa is going to take us to Ksubis Daf Beis. So the first mishnah, and really the first sugya of Mesechtes Ksubis, discusses a man who married a Basula in his mind, and then he found out there was a Pesach Pasuach, or there was no Dam Basulim, and as a result, he comes to Bezdin and he says, I thought I was marrying a Basula, it turns out I was marrying a Bula, Mekach Tois, Shaila, how much the Ksuba has to be, maybe there's a Chash that she was in Satachtop, all the Sugis in the beginning of Mesechtes Ksubis. But the bottom line is, the halacha is that if a husband's gonna Taina's Basulim, he has to say it right away. Has to be immediate. Once a little bit of time passes from the Bia Rishayna, he can't walk into Bezdin anymore and say Tainas Psulim, because we're concerned that the only reason he's saying Tainas Psulim is because he got upset at his wife and he's looking for an out. But in reality, it's not what happened. So the halacha is like this. Tainas Psulim kol shloishim yom divrei Rameir. Rameir says that a husband has the right to walk into Bezdin within 30 days from the Chasana and say Loi Matzasi Psulim. Rabbi Yossi says, no. Nistera, if there was a stira, once there was a yichud between the husband and the wife, la'alter, he would have to say it immediately. And if not, he would lose his ability to tain a tainas psulim. Loi nistero, if there was no yichud, af lacha kama shonim, then he can tain it even after many, many years. What do you see from here? It seems to be machloikis remain Rabbi Yossi. According to Rabbi Yossi, once there's a nistero, la'alter, you would have to tain a tainas psulim. And if you don't say it right away, you're not neman. Why? Because we assume the bia happened right away. And if the bia happened right away, so you mechloif to tain a tainas psulim right after the bia. What does Rabbi Meir say? Tainas psulim kol shloishim yoyim. It sounds like even if it was nistero, you have 30 days to tain a tainas psulim. Why? Because at halsim yoyim, moikim inish anafshe. Also, you see this svara that up to 30 days, a person could be moikim anafshe as it relates to bia. So the Gemara says that l'chur, the Mishnah should be Rab Meir. Rab Amar, Rabba said no. I feel the same Rab Yosi. Could be the Mishnah is going in according to Rab Yosi. Atkan come Rab Yosi. When Rab Yosi says halacha el barusasoi, Rab Yosi was talking about a regular husband and wife. The husband and wife, before they had nesuin, before they were nistera, they were arus and arusasoi. The gispa, they know each other. The hamish, and it's because of the fact that they're comfortable with each other, we assume that once there's nistera, for sure there was a bia. Aval eishes achiv, but as it relates to a case of yibum where it's an eishes ach, mivzos bazes mina, Rashi. Top line, boy shemeno. Could be they're embarrassed from each other, and it could be the bia rishayim didn't happen right away, and as a result, there's a chashash that maybe it would be up to 30 days. The point is that even though it's true, there is a shitas Rabbi Yossi that holds ordinarily a person's not moikim anafshe more than la'alter. That's in the sugya of Tainas Psulim, when you're not dealing with a Yavam and a Yavama. But we're learning Mesechtes Yavama still, and as a result, we're dealing with a Yavam and a Yavama case, and in the case of a Yavam and a Yavama, where Mivsna's buzzes, Mina, Boishe Mena, could be over here, everybody would agree that the Loch is 30 days. Okay. So again, we have a Mishnah where the Mishnah says there was a dispute between the Yavam and the Yavama. What was the dispute? She says, Loi Nevalti, there was never a Bia, and he says, no, he says, Baalti. So, until 30 days, we trust her. Because up to 30 days, a good chance there was no bia. Once 30 days pass, it's highly unlikely that there was no bia, and as a result, we don't trust her to say, Loi Nevalti, we trust him. Okay, so what's the halacha? Toich 30 days because we trust her, so therefore koifen oisa sheyachlitz, so we force him to do chalitza. After 30 days, where we trust him, so we're not going to force him anymore to do chalitza, mevakshin heimenu sheyachlitz. So what's the Gemara's kasha? The obvious question, we couldn't even read the Mishnah. Ad shekoifen oisa lachloitz, nechvenu liyabim, why are we forcing him to do chalitza? She said loy nevalti. Okay, so what is she being teveya? Mitzvah sibum, so dubia. So why are you forcing him to do chalitza? Amar Rav, so Rav made an oikimta, that's going to make everything good. B'shegita yoitza mitachas yada. He already gave her a get, right? They're arguing, they have some sort of dispute here. He actually gave her a get. Once he gives her a get, this is Perek Rabbah Gamliel, Yevamis 101, at that point he can't do Yivam anymore, because we treat get in Yevamis like Chalitza or be a midirabanan. If you do Chalitza, Kimish Labanan, Shuvla Yivna. So therefore, once you give a get, at that point you can't do Yivam anymore. So Rav said, the Mishnah is talking about where he gave a get. Because he gave a get, so it's for that reason that you wouldn't be able to do Yivam anymore. The only thing you'd be able to do is do Chalitza. So let's go back to the Mishnah now. Now that we have this important piece of information. So again, the Mishnah said, Yevamah said within 30 days, there was no Yibum. She has a get, right? So at this point, if there was a Yibum, she has a get, she'd be free to get married to anybody that she wants. Yibum knocked out the Zika, the get knocks out the marriage, she's free to get married. The problem is she said, Loi Nevalti. Now, within 30 days, we trust her. Because we trust her, we force him to do chalitza. Why chalitza? Oh, because once it's a get, you can't do yibum. At this point, we're going to force him to do chalitza. He has a mitzvah. She's going to be an aguna if he doesn't do chalitza. So as a result, we force him to do chalitza. Lachash loishem yoim, once 30 days pass, if she says, loy nevalti, we don't trust her anymore. We assume for sure there was a yibum. Okay, so if we assume there's a yibum, and he gave her a get, so she's free to get married. Stating that, mevakshin heimenu sheyachlitzla. We still kindly request that he do chalitza. Why? Why is he do chalitza? We trust him. That means there was a yibum. The zika's out. He gave her a get. So the marriage is out. So why are we asking him to do chalitza? So Rashi says, the reason is, because even though we trust him, that the yibum took place, but she's saying it didn't take place. And being that she's saying it didn't take place, shavya anafsha chaticha di yisura, she's saying that it never happened, and as a result, she's going to be stuck. Now, it's not his problem that she was shavya anafsha chaticha di yisura, and as a result, you can't force him to do anything. That we're going to do. And it's for that reason we're going to kindly request. Meaning, according to her, she's still a Yevama L'shuk, who'd only received the get. The get doesn't knock out the Zika. So because of shavya anafsha, it's for that reason we're going to ask him to do the chalitza. Tosfos, by the way, asks a geshmak akasha. Tosfos asks, top Tosfos on daf kuf yud aleph amid beis, that l'chura, in the case where it was after 30 days, where we really trust him, and all she was a shavya nafsha chaticha de yisura, but at the end of the day, l'chura, we should still force him to do chalitza. Why? Because we know the halacha is koifen al midas stein. At the end of the day, it's zen nana v'zel loichaser. For him to do chalitza, he's loichaser. For her to receive the chalitza, she's nena. Because once she was shavya nafsha chaticha de yisura, she can't get married without the chalitza. So why is it only mevakshin? It should be koifin. Not koifin alt, because there's a chiyuv to do chalitza. Koifin alt, mida sadoim, pashit, help her out. Bail out this woman. Remember, we spoke at earlier in the Masechta Tshuva from Rabbi Yisrael Chanan that said the whole mitzvah's chalitza is gemilas chesed. That is the heftza of chalitza, right? All the steers is chalitza. Yeah, a mitzvah, not a mitzvah, not a mitzvah. Rabbi Yisrael Chanan said that it is a mitzvah, but it's a mitzvah of gemilas chesed. It's not a mitzvah. But the bottom line is here, you have a koifen ois al midas toim. You have your spitz chalitza where it's a gemilas chesed. You should force out that. So Tosfos says a geshmak eteretz. Tosfos says that to force a man to do chalitza is not zen nena v'zel oichaser. V'yeshloi mashahu mizbayesh bebez din lachloitzla shetaruk befonav. Because at the end of the day, chalitza involves she's spitting at him. So he's going to be embarrassed. That is the purpose of chalitza. It's the purpose of the spitting. So it's not midas toim. It's not true. He doesn't want to be embarrassed. So therefore you can't invoke the law of koifen ois al midas toim. All it is mevakshin emenu. But the bottom line is, that's pshat in the Mishnah. So let's see the Gemara. Meisavei, I'll ask you a kasha again. So Rab made an akim to the Mishnah just to make the Mishnah work. That the reason we're talking about chalitza, whether it's koifen ois shiachlitza or it's mevakshin emenu shiachlitza, why chalitza, why not yibam? Because he gave a get. Once he gave a get, at that point, yibam's off the table. So what are we talking about at this point? We're talking about chalitza. So the Gemara is going to bring a braisa that's a little wordier than the Mishnah, as it always is. And from the braisa, the Gemara is going to attempt to prove that the akimta that Rav made is not an accurate akimta. How so? Yevamah said within 30 days there was no beer. Bein shehu oimer ba'alti, whether he says, yeah, there was, bein shehu oimer lo ba'alti, he says, no. Either way, we trust her within 30 days, like the Mishnah said. We force him to do chalitza. So far, it's kamat the Mishnah. Again, a wordier version of what the Mishnah said. La'achash lo yichem yoim, once 30 days pass, if she says lo nevalti, so then mevakshin menu sheyachlitzla, so then we kindly request that he do chalitza, like the Mishnah said. He oimeris nevalti. If, what would be, if she says, Nivalti, she says she did have bia, v'hu oimer loy ba'alti, and he's the one that says that there was no bia. So this is in the reverse. She's the one that's saying nivalti, that she received the bi'ila, and he's saying just the opposite. He's saying loy ba'alti. Now this took place, Rashi says, la'achar shloishim yom. This happened after 30 days. So after 30 days, she's saying that she had bi'ila. He's saying loy ba'alti. It seems like she's in the right. So the halacha is arei zeh yoytzi beget. All she would need is a get, because we trust her after 30 days that for sure the bila happened. So to terminate the zika, you don't have to do anything. She's married. So as long as she has a get, that in itself is going to be okay. Hu oimer ba'alti, again, after 30 days, if he says ba'alti, v'hi oimeres loy nevalti, and she says loy nevalti. So again, he said ba'alti after 30 days. He's the one that's trust, like we saw in the Mishnah. Afal pisha chazav amalei ba'alti. Even if he changes his mind and he says afterwards loy ba'alti. So the halacha is tzricha get v'chalitza. That the halacha is that she's going to need a get and she's going to need chalitza. The reason she's going to need a get is because we trust him that ba'alti, and the reason she's going to need chalitza is because she said loy nevalti et shnavi anashe chaticho de isura. But what do you see from here? You see from here, we just want one diktok. Tzricha get v'chalitza. Give her a get and do chalitza. If Rav's right, that the akimta in the Mishnah and the Braisa, because it's the same halacha, was when she already had a get. And that's why in all the tziyurim, all the cases, we're discussing, yachalitza, no chalitza. Why are we talking about yivum? Oh, it's because she has a get already. So why are we saying tzricha get? She has to get already. The only thing she needs now is the chalitza. If it's talking about, she got to get, why are we saying tzricha get? This is the Gemara's kasha, this is the meisve. So the Gemara says two truths. The first tarot says, Rav Ami said, tzricha chalitza imgita. You're right, doesn't mean tzricha get the chalitza, now go ahead and give her a get. She has the get. It means tzricha chalitza imaget. The get she already received, now you have to match that with a chalitza. But then, you don't have to give her a get, because she has the get already. Rav Ashi said a different tarot. Hasam get lezi kasay, hacha get lebiyasay. The get that Rav said, the Mishnah and the Braisa were talking about, was where the get was given for the Zika. So if the Yavam would write a get that says, I'm giving you a get to be menatik, to knock out the Zika, that get is a good get as far as Yavamis goes, and it's going to impact Yavamis, such as you won't be able to do Yibam afterwards. But being that the get was specific for the Zika, and it wasn't a get for marriage, so it's actually not going to work to sever the marriage. And being that we're La'achash Lo'ishem Yoyim, where we assume the Yibam already took place, that Yibam would already require a proper get. This get is not a proper get. So it's true, it's talking about she had a get, but the get that she had was a get that was customized for a Zika. And such a get is not going to work for a situation where there was a Yibam. Zok Gemara, Hani, Shneim, Moedim. There was a story where there were two people that were Moedim, Rashi. She says they were moed the shaloi nivala umeikara ama ba'alti. So 30 days had passed. Originally he said ba'alti, and then they both walked into Bezdin and said loy nivalta. She said loy nivalti. He said, even though I said ba'alti, I changed my mind. So what was the halacha we just said? Tzricha chalitza imgita. That's the halacha. You need a get, because once 30 days pass, you're gonna have to have a get, and you need chalitza because she said loy nivalti. So shavi anafshi chaticha diyisura. So the Gemara says it was a ma'aseh shaya kachaya where such a story happened. They came in front of Rava. Amalu Rava. Rava said chalutzu tu chalitza v'sharalu tigra, and everything is gonna be good. Amalu Rav Shravi. The Rav Shravi was there. He told Rava only do chalitza. But honey, we learned to the Braisa tzricha get v'chalitza. Even though they're both saying loy nivalti, but once 30 days pass, being that originally he said ba'alti, so therefore at this point, halacha is you need to get also, not just chalitza, amaleisa. Rava told him, no, itanya, tanya, I hear, I didn't know. If it's a braisa, gesunta hate, it's a braisa. Boy, menei hoin bered Rav Nachman, the Rav Nachman. Hoin, who was Rav Nachman's son, asked his father Rav Nachman the following question. Tzara somal, what's the halacha with the tzara? Meaning, what happens if you have a dispute between the yavam and the yavam? There was a beer, there wasn't a beer, 30 days, not 30 days, this whole sugya here. There was a tzara. The tzara is waiting to know. So what happened? Was the yibum? Was the no yibum? The get, no get, this type of get, that type of get. It impacts her. Because until something happens with one of the Yevamis, she has a loisaseh. So how does this whole sugya impact the tzara? They have some time the nitin, they're in small claims court right now trying to work this out. But what about her? What about the tzara? How does this sugya impact the tzara? Amalei Rav Nachman told him, because we're talking about koifin oisa sheyachloitz, or we're talking about mevakshin emenu sheyachloitz, teyasar tzarasa, does that make sense that it should impact the tzara? Okay, so it doesn't impact the tzara. So what's the halacha about the tzara? So Zok Rashi, vaday loy mitzara, dechazoka hakoines esoisha, boyol alter. The tzara could assume the bila happened right away. And even though we're discussing 30 days and all these different shaylas, that's only as it relates to him and her and their toy of anitin. But as it relates to the tzara, we assume for sure the bila happened right away. And if that's the case, she is going to be free to get married, moving along to the third part of the Mishnah. So the last halacha of the Mishnah was a woman that made a neder that she's not going to have hana from her yavam. Now she falls liyibum. What do you do? She can't do yibum because she's a mudr hana, and it's impossible for them to live together in such a state. So, what's the halacha? So the Mishnah said, it depends. If she made the neder b'chaye baylo, so then we assume that when she made the neder, she wasn't doing it to circumvent the laws of Yibum, because she never anticipated that she would follow Yibum. So the halacha is, fell into a situation which is Yevamo, can't do Yibum, it wasn't her fault, she didn't do anything wrong, she wasn't necessarily negligent. As a result, we're going to force him to do Chalitza. If, however, she made the Ned Alacha Mises Baila, she did it when she was a Yevamo, oh, so you're doing it to circumvent Yibum? I'm sorry, they're already, we're not going to bail you out. Now, Mevakshin Heimenu Sheyachlitzla, we're going to kindly request it, and maybe we have to speak out the Tosfos again. Why only Mevakshin? Maybe Koifanois only this time. But the point is, all it's going to be is Mevakshin Heimenu Sheyachlitzla. But to force that not. And then the Mishnah said, if she was married and she was nischadna l'kach, she had in mind, she said, hinni muchanam zuman, in the event of she ever falls the yibum, she's making it very clear that I never want to have anything to do with this yavam, I'm being mudder ana. So then the halacha is, afilu b'chayi b'ayla, even if she made the nether while her husband was alive, still we're not going to force the yavam because she's doing it to circumvent the yibum, since only going to be mevakshin menu sheyachlitz. So in short, if she's doing it to circumvent yibum, then it's going to be mevakshin menu sheyachlitz. If she's did it innocently, then it's going to be koifin oisa sheyachlitz. Zokti war, tanan hasam. We learned in a Mishnah over there. And over there is the very, very end of Masechtas Nedarim. And this Mishnah is a very important Mishnah in the world of Nashan Nezikin, in the world of Raid, in the world of Lamdis. The Mishnah says as follows, Barish Shain in the olden days, Hayo Oimim, they used to say, Shalish Nashim Yoitzois, Vinoitlois Suba. There's three women that are Yoitzois, that we force the husband to divorce her. And not just that, on her way out, she collects her ksuba. Who are these three women? A woman goes over to her husband and says, Tmei anilach. Rashi says, we're talking about an Eishes Kohen, who tells her husband that somebody was ma'anas me. An Eishes Kohen shenensa, the halach is, she's asrul ha'ayla. She says, I'm sorry, I can't live with you. Somebody was ma'anas me. He has no way of knowing. She said it. And because she said it, therefore, we trust her. And the halach is, he has to give her again. And now because he has to give her again, he has to give her a ksuba. That's number one. Number two, Hashamayim beini levei necho. She says that Shamayim could be made that the Tashmish between us is not Kederech B'nei Adam. And as a result, she's saying, it's for that reason, I want you to give me a get. Now, again, it's only Shamayim that can be made because nobody else knows. We trust her. She has such a Koyach HaTayin if she walks into Bezdin and she says this. He's going to be forced to give her a get, and she's going to collect the ksuba. And finally, netula nimin ayehudin, if a woman makes a neder that she is never going to be nivala to a Yehudi, to a Yid, not just her husband, but to any Yehudi, the halacha is, so now she can't be nivala to him, yoitzayis the halacha is v'noitas ksuba, and she gets her ksuba. So this was Barishayna. This is the halacha that used to be Chazru Lomim. Then Chazal came around, they realized these halachas are not such a good idea. Why? Because you're giving a woman a very easy out of a marriage, because a woman's going to decide that she wants to marry somebody else. The problem is, she can't do mion, right? A ktana could, but not a gdailo. So how's she going to get out of her marriage? Oh, very simple. She's going to say tmei anilach. She's going to say netula anim ayehudin. She's going to start coming with all these tainas. She'll get out of the marriage, and then she'll do whatever she wants. So therefore, Chazal came around, and Chazal said as follows: Hoy meres tmei anilach. A woman that says tmei anilach, tavi raya l'dvareo. She has to prove that she's right. Now, how does this relate to the sugya of Shavya Nafshi Chaticha the Yisura? So this is where all the raid is. But the point is that now she has to bring a raya that she's right. You can't just say it. If she says, that Shamayim can be made, that we're not niska letashmish kederech bnei adam. So you're not going to force him to give her a get, but yasu derech bakasha. You know, then you get the askanim to try to intervene. But to do it in a way where we're going to force him, just because she said so, doesn't mean anything. And etula, I mean a Yehuda. If she makes a neder, oh, that's easy. Yofer chelkoi. Just be made for the neder. Umishamashtoi. And it'll be up to Mishamasher. And by the way, it's only Yafir Chelkoi. He's going to be made for his Chelik of the Neder. Abateinu Tulam Na Yudim. She's still going to be Aser to all the other Yidin. So as it relates to all the other Yidin, that Neder is going to be in effect. So this is a classic Mishnah for a whole nother day. What we just need is one point. The Mishnah said that in the event that a woman says, Netula ani ben Yehudim, she goes to her husband and says, I made a neder, I'm not going to have Ana from any man Derech Tashmish. So the Allah is Yafir Chelkoi. He should be made for his chelik. However, she's going to remain aser to all the other Yehudim. So the Bnei Yeshiva had a shayla. Netula ani ben Yehudim liyavam mahal. When she made this neder and she said, Netula ani ben Yehudim, is she going to be aser to Yavam as well? Or is she not going to be aser to the Yavam as well? So what's the shayla? Let's speak it out outside. The assumption is that when a woman makes a neder, she says, Netula ani ben Yehudim, what she means is, I'm not going to have ana from any Yehudi that theoretically, hypothetically, I can be nivala to. The Yavam, in her mind, she would never be able to be Nivala to anyways, because she's Eishas Achiv, and as a result, an Eishas Ach is one of the Arayas. So what did she mean when she said Netula Ani Ben Yehudim? She meant her husband, or she's telling her husband that if you give me a get, I'll be Netula from all the men that I would be able to marry. Netula Ani Ben Yehudim is from anyone where theoretically she could, right, just think about it a little bit more. What's she saying? She's telling her husband, I'm sorry, I can't live with you anymore. I made a neder that is in this atashmish. Oh, you think it's because I want to marry someone else? No, Netula Ani Ben Yehudim. I made a neder, I won't have enough from anybody. Oh, anybody that I could technically marry. But the Yavam, she can't technically marry. And because she can't technically marry the Yavam, so maybe the Yavam's not included. But then again, it's not 100% true. Because the Yavam, even though he's an Erva, but there is a possibility at some point where they will be able to live together in the event that she ever fell Yibam, which obviously didn't happen right now, but it could always happen. So that's the Shaila. Me, Maska Daita, the Mayas Bailav, and Ofla Kami Yavam. Do we assume that maybe she's Maska Daita, she understands there's always a possibility, as remote as it might be, that she may fall Yibam? So when she said Netula Anim and Ayyudin, she meant to include even the Yavam. Or maybe she's not Maska Daita. So the Gemara says it was a Machlokes Amiram. Rav Amirav said, Yavam Einei Kabal, that the Yavam is not like the Baal. Meaning, she did not ever have in mind that she would fall the Yibum. It's not something she ever anticipated. And because she never anticipated falling the Yibum, so in her mind, she never thought she had to make a neder towards the Yibum. So what? Let's say she ends up falling the Yibum. So it's not going to be a problem. This neder of Netula Anim and Yehudim, which is in effect for the whole world, would never be in effect for the Yibum. Shmuel HaMashmuel says, no, Yibum, Hareyu Kabal. She meant any man that she may ever be Niskak too, there's always the possibility that she could fall the Yibum, so the Yavam is included in the Tula Anim Yehudim. Meaning, just like the husband is included in the Tula Anim Yehudim, so too the Baal is also in the Tula Anim Yehudim. In other words, we have a Shiloh over here. If a married woman makes a ned in the Tula Anim Yehudim, does she anticipate that maybe she's going to be a Yavama one day, or does she not anticipate maybe she's going to be a Yavama one day? L'may nafkamina, this interesting case, Netula Anim and Ayudin, she ends up falling the Yibum, is there an Issa Neder, is there not an Issa Neder? But the Gemara says, Amar Abaya, Abaya Sekavasi, Rav Mestabra, I'll bring you a Raya to Rav, that we don't assume that a married woman that makes a Neder, Netula Anim and Ayudin, that she meets the Yavam as well. We don't assume that a woman is anticipating Yibum. Why? It's not our Mishnah. And there is an Yavama. If a woman makes a neder that she's not going to have enough from her Yavam, b'chaye by the wall, her husband's alive, so we force him to do Chalitza. Why? Because she can't be married to him, because she made a neder. Then Isa the Maska Adaita, Zok Tigmar. If we assume that every married woman is always on some level paranoid, she always anticipates that maybe at some point she's going to be a Yavama. So why is it Mevakshin Mibayale? It should have been Mevakshin, because we should assume that she did anticipate that maybe she would be a Yavama, and in the event that she anticipated that she would be a Yavama, so it comes out she had in mind the Yavam. If she had in mind the Yavam, what did the Mishnah say? We're not Koifin, we're only Mevakshin. So the Gemara says, maybe this Mishnah is talking about Be'isha Sheyesh Labanim. Maybe it's talking about a woman that had children. The Kule hai loy maska adaita. Because then already for it to end up being a Yavama, two things would have to happen. Number one, the Bonim, Nebuch, would have to pass away. And number two, her husband would have to pass away. So it could be, it's true, Shmuel holds that if a woman who has no children that's married says Natula Anim and Yehudim, she has in mind in her nether even the Yavam in the event of. But if she's married with children, then already she wouldn't have a mind. And our Mishnah that says that a married woman that makes a nether, she won't have enough from the Yavam, the halacha is that it's only, it's kaifin, not mevakshin, because we assume that she didn't anticipate the Yibam. It's talking about when she had children. So the Gemara says once, like, so you're basically telling me that the only time the halach of our Mishnah is true, that it's kaifin oisa sheyachloitz, is if she had children. Aval ein labanim mai mevakshin. Then the halach would be mevakshin. So afraid the Gemara, the Mishnah gave a case of mevakshin, but it was a whole different case. At the tani, in the schavna lakach, afilu b'chayiv v'aylo, mevakshin mimenu sheyachloitz. So when the Mishnah wanted to give a case of mevakshin, what was the case? Where she was married, and she had mefurish kavana, hinani muchanam zum. That I'm making a net, I won't have enough from the Yavam, even if I fully Yibam. Oh, Liflik v'listening b'dido, why do we need such a dramatic contrast? We could have said as follows. Being that the whole halach of the Mishnah of Koyfen Oysa Sheyachlitz is talking about when she had children, so just make a very simple akimta. Emet varim amurim v'shiyesh labanim. Aval ein labanim, if she has no children, then even if she didn't lahed you have in mind the Yavam, the halach is going to be mevakshin. El shema min aloishna yesh labanim v'aloishna ein labanim. Koyfen Oysa must be, it doesn't matter if there's yeh banim, no banim. The halach is Koyfen Oysa kirav shema min no. This is a raya to Rav Shita. And on that note, Hadron Halach Beis Shammai. So, we're getting towards the end of the Masechta, and we just finished Perek Beis Shammai. So I think it's Kedai to speak out one Ha'ara that's Negeya Yevamis Bederach Klali. It's a light Ha'ara, but it's Negeya Yevamis Bederach Klali, and it's Negeya Perek Beis Shammai Bederach Prati, and today's Daf Bederach Prati Ben Benoishal Prati. And that is that the theme of Perek Beis Shammai was the idea that Chazal were mesaken kedushin for a ketana. A ketana doesn't have das to transact. Kal v'chomer, a ketana doesn't have das to stand under the chuppah and be mekabel kedushin. Stating that, the Torah said that it's possible for a ketana to get married even midday raisa. If her father's mekabel kedushin on her behalf, Talochis she's mekudeshes midday raisa bechol pirotel v'diktukeh. It's learned out from a passage in the Torah that says as biti nasati l'shazeh. Chazal expanded that halacha and Chazal said that not only could a father be mekabel kedushin on behalf of a ketana, but a ketana's mother, her brother, or l'shoyne yazov shel Rambam echad mishar krovei seil would also be able to be mekabel kedushin on behalf of the ketana. So a ketana, as limited as she is in terms of her ability to be involved in Mekach u'Memkar, etc., she could get married. Midday Raisa and Midday Rabbanim. Midday Raisa, if her father was Mekabel Kedushin on her behalf. Midday Rabbanim, if one of her other Kroivim were Mekabel Kedushin on her behalf. So here's the question. What about a Katan? Not a Ketana, a Katan. Could a Katan get married, or can a Katan not get married? And there's no question that if you ask the man on the street, could a cotton get married in halach? He's, of course not. How could a cotton get married? It says in the Torah, es biti nosati l'ishazeh. It doesn't say, es bni nosati l'isho hazois. Chazal were mesakin kedusha ketana al yedei ima v'achel echa mishar krov yiseh. But they were never mesakin kedusha cotton, which, by the way, it's a mefurish gemara in tomorrow's daf, the chazal weren't mesakin kedusha and assuming for a cotton. So l'chura, the short answer would be avadanit. Of course it's poshit that even though there's a concept of kedusha ketana, but there's no such concept of a kedushin of a katan, and there's no mitzias in halacha that you could have a katan that would be married, not midday raisa and not midday rabban. That's l'chayra, l'fum ria, to the short answer to this question. Stating that, it's a very, very big toise. We'll just take a step back and just be mevar a little bit, make a haschol on this inyan. That is, we know the halacha is that in the event that a yevama falls liyibum to a katan, if the katan is 9 years old and he does yibum, the halacha is the yibum is a yibum. To what extent? So it's a lashon haGemara in Masechtas Yevamos, asu bias ben tes k'maimer begadol. If there's a bias ben tes, we treat it like maimer begadol. But the point is that once the katan is 9 years old, in the event that he does a maisa yibum with a yevama, the yibum is going to be a yibum. Sounds like it's not a regular geher geyibum. What is it? It's k'maimer begadol. We treat it like a maimer. What's maimer? I am Masechtas Yevamos. But there is this concept of a yibum of a ben tes. There's a major machlokes Rashi in Tosfos what that even means. Rashi Shita is that the bia of a ben tes that Chazal said is kemaimer, really is koine midai raisa. Bias ben tes is koine midai raisa. What does it mean, asu kemaimer? It's midrabonon that we only treat it like a maimer. But be'etzim, bias ben tes of a katan, is koine kinyan gomer midai raisa. Tosfos argues, Tosfos holds that it's only koina midrabanan, because midday raisa really a bias bentes would be nothing, and fakert chazal mechadish that the bias bentes is going to be like a maimer. So according to Rashi, the bias bentes really is koina kinyan gomer midday raisa. It's only that midrabanan we treat it like a maimer. However, Tosfos shita is that the bias bentes midday raisa is garnished. It's only midrabanan that we treat it al kaponim like a bias bentes. So let's just analyze shita's Rashi for a second. Again, we're at the very end of Masechtas Yevamos, so Baruch Hashem, we know the Yesodos already. And really, if you think about Rashi Shita, it's very, very poshut. We learned the Gemara in today's daf, and it really comes from a Mishnah Masechtas Nida. Interestingly, daf mem gimel amud beis, with the Mishnah says, "Tinoik ben yoy mechad zoike kliyibum." So Reuven and Shimon are brothers. Reuven dies; he leaves over no children. Reuven's wife falls liyibum l'Shimon. That's how every single Yevamos case starts. How old does Shimon have to be in order for this halacha to be true? It's a Mishnah. If Shimon is one day old, today's daf, Rava said, it says, Ki yeshvu yachim yachtav afilu ben yoy mechad. So if Shimon is even one day old, the halacha is, she's now going to fall liyibum. So we know that if Yavama falls liyibum to a Yavam, Shimon, even if Shimon is one day old, he's a katan, the halacha is, there's going to be a zika midday raisa. Chlora diburim. What does it mean, zika day raisa? Isha hiknu loy min hashamayim. What it means is that there's an ishus. And as we've mentioned so many times throughout the Masechta, even though there's machloikis and shas, whether yesh zika, ain zika, that machloikis just means how olim, how takif, qualitatively, what exactly the nature of the zika is. But of course, everybody agrees that on some level there's a kesher ishus between the yavam and the yavama. Everybody agrees that on some level, isha hiknu loy min hashamayim, there's a zika that exists between the Yavam and the Yavama. So for sure, if a Yavam is a Yavam midday raisa when he's even one day old, and Yavam means that there's a Zika, so you see already there's epis vas and ishus between the Yavam and the Yavama, even though the Yavam is a katan. What's the mitzvah of Yibum? The mitzvah of Yibum is Yavama Yavah Yalel. It's a Biyah. There's a loch lomayish misinai that when a katan turns 9 years old, his Biyah is a Biyah. And this is true in all areas in halacha. That once a katan turns 9, his bia is already a bia. So if that's the case, if there's a zika by a katan, there's already an isha hiknu loy min hashamayim. When the katan turns 9, his bia is a bia. So the churid is makim to say very stark that there'd be a kiyam of yavama yava yola. Okay, we're getting somewhere. Now, you have to have das l'chay, right? Shouldn't you have to have das to do yivam? You have to have das to do chuppah, v'kedushin, geirishin. Miyun, chalitza, so l'chayr you would think you have to have das to do yibum as well. A katan is not about das. But it's not true, because it's the first mission of Perek Habal Yevimtoi. Habal Yevimtoi, bein b'shoik, bein b'mezid, bein b'oynis, bein b'ratzin, da'loch is koin. Now the Rishonim discussed, there's Abishol, who holds v'kar bein Elias of Lad Mamza, shtim with that mishnah, not shtim with that mishnah, but the bottom line is, we certainly have a stam mishnah in the Masechtas Yevamos in the beginning of Perek Habal Yevimtoi, where the stam mishnah says that Habal Yevimtoi, even shaloi bedas talach is, it's going to be kaina. So l'chura, if you add it all together, and you say that a katan once is yoy mechad, there's already a zika. It's a mishnah nidam em gimel amid beis. It's a gemara in today's daf Yevamos kuf yod aleph amid beis. So that there's an isha hiknu loy min hashamayim. To do yibum, you have to do a maisabiyah. Once the cotton's at the very least 9 years old, his bia is going to be considered a maisabiyah. Das haba yivimto bein b'shoyg bein b'meizah bein b'oynas bein b'ratzan dalachas koni. You don't need das to be able to do yibum. Smilachar, if you do the math, what you should end up with is that if a cotton is 9 years old and he does yibum, the yibum is going to be a yibum midday rice. And that is Shita's Rashi. Rashi's Shita is that even though he's a cotton, and even though at first glance it seems, what, a cotton could do yibum day rice? How could he do it? If you sit down with a pen and an envelope, and you do the math, it's pashut. This is the way it is. No reason it shouldn't be this way. The chayra, based on the basic yisoidus of Yevamos, a katan that's 9 years old would be able to do it. Stating that Tosfos argues, and Tosfos holds that it's not true. And even though in math, in cheshbin, it sounds like you can make it work, obelafio emes, that's not the way it is. I Chazal said, asu bias bentes kemaimer begadol, they just meant that midrabbana we treat it like a maimer, but midday raisa, it's not a maimer. So what's takip shan and shita's Tosfos? B'chura, Rashi's math seems to work out. So what would be the pshat? So to understand that, we have to take a look at the actual Gemara. It's an easy Gemara. Where this machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is. And this is actually interesting, because this machlokes Rashi and Tosfos is a big machlokes. Right? The sugyas of Bias Ben Tes comes up a lot in Masechtas Yevamos. But the machlokes Rashi and Tosfos, the primary source anyways, is tucked away. It's a Masechtas Kedushin, Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. So you have that sometimes, that some of the big Yesodis in a Masechtas sometimes are Shaloi Bim Kaimai. As far as Yevamos goes, what comes to mind is Chalitza Yidei Shliach. That whole Noise was based on a Gemara, not in Yevamos, Gemara Ksubis, Tafayin Dalud Amud Aleph, and Perek Amadr. So in Perek Amadr, Masechtas Ksubis, Derech Agav, the Gemara mentioned that you can't do Chalitza Yidei Shliach. This is another example of a very important Yesod in Masechtas Yevamos, which is Shaloi Bim Kaimai. It's not in Yevamos, not in Ksubis, it's in Kedushin. Kedushin Daf Yud Tes Amud Aleph. So the Gemara over there was discussing whether there's a mitzvah of yud by a katan or there's no mitzvah of yud by a katan. So we don't have to go into what yud is, but the short definition of yud is if that a man that acquires an amavriya had a mitzvah to marry the amavriya. If he didn't want to do it, then his son had a mitzvah. And the shaila is, what about a katan? Does a katan have a mitzvah of yud, or does a katan not have a mitzvah of yud? That was the discussion in the Gemara. And in the course of the Gemara's discussion, the Gemara brought a braisa. It says in the Torah, the ish ashe yinaf es eshes ish, ashe yinaf es eshes reyeyu, mois yumas hanoye fahanoyefes. So a man that is going to be mezana with an eshes ish, the ish ashe yinaf es eshes ish, ashe yinaf es eshes reyeyu, he's going to be chayv misa. If someone's mezana with an eshes ish, the aloch is he's chayv misa. Zok the braisa. Quote, ashe yinaf es ish, prale ish katan. The only time it's considered lois enough is if this ish was married to an ish. However, if she was married to a katan, then l'chayra, it's not going to be a problem of ashes ish. Says the Gemara. You know what you see from this braisa? You see from this braisa l'chayra that it's shayich ishos by a katan. Because if it's not shayich ishus by a katan, v'os tafach haben amiyut prat le'ishus katan, that if someone's mezana with the ishus ish of a katan, he's not chayiv misa. Avadi is not chayiv misa. The reason he's not chayiv misa is because it's not an ishus. So chtaf haben amiyut from prat le'ishus katan, as I freak the Gemara. Elamai says the Gemara, maybe it is shayich ishus by a katan. But I thought it's not shayich ishus by a katan. Yud! And this would be a raya that there's yud by a katan. But the Gemara is doicha. The Gemara says, not muchach, that we're talking about yud, but hacha b'mayaskino, and you want to know what this price is coming to address. B'yavam ben teisha shana v'yoymecha. A yavam that was 9 years old. Habal yavim t'yaskino. D'midday reisna chazileh. Midday reisna, there's a real yibum going on here. Or at the very least, it's a zikum out. The time I would have thought, given them a reisna chazileh. Being that midday reisna, it's chazileh. Yoy Mechad is already Chazilei. Ubiyasei Bia. Because once he turns 9 years old, the Bia is a Bia. So I would have thought, Abba Alem is Chayiv Eishas Ish. So if someone's Abba Alem, it should be Chayiv Eishas Ish. Kamash Malon, that's what this pasuk is coming to me in mind. It's not coming to me in mind, Yud. What it's coming to me in mind is a Katam Ben Teisha Shana B'Yoy Mechad. Rashi on this Gemara, here in Kedushin Yod Tes Amud Aleph says, you see from this Gemara, that when a katan that's 9 years old is born the Yevama, what happens? It's Koine King and Gomer, it's Chal Yiba Midday Reis. Why? Because if I need a Pasik, Eishas Ish, Pratle Eishas Katan, to be Mamait, this exact case, so clearly it works Midday Reis. Because if it only worked Midday Rabbanan, then why is the Torah talking about it? So Bal Karchach, it's something that works Midday Reis. Toisviz argues with Rashi. Snok Toisviz, how could I argue with Rashi? It's a Mefurish Gemara. The Gemara said clearly, Mao the tame or kivin the bidei raisa chazile ubiyosei bia habole meschayev eishes ish. It's a mafurish gemara. That's why I need the pasuk eishes ish prale eishes katan. Zok toisves. It's true in the havamin of the gemara. Abel amaisnil kamash malon eishes ish prale eishes katan. Is vashtei taint in the maskanas gemara. Vashtei taint in the prale eishes katan. You know vashtei in prale eishes katan. Zok toisves. Pravation's cotton state, not a chiddush atoira, not a xerus akoso, that when it comes to the oinish, there's somehow a chilik between the ishes ish of a gadol and the ishes ish of a katan. Of a kamash malon, that even though midairaisim chazile, even though there's a zika because one day old is already a zika, and even though it's true that a katan that's 9 years old bias is already bia, but at the same time, the Yibum is not going to be a Yibum Deiraisa. And that is good for the Kamash Malon. So Rashi said that from the Havamin in the Gemara, Kedushin Yud Tesamen Aleph, it's Muchach that Ishus with a Katan is going, with a Yavam is going to be an Ishus Deiraisa. Tosfos said that it's true, you see that in the Havamin in the Gemara. But you can't prove anything from a Havamin of a Gemara. Voshteit L'maskonis HaGemara. And Tosfos understood the Kamash Malon of the Gemara, Kamash Malon, not stomach Zeres HaKos of Alma. But the gather of the Kamash Malon is Kamash Malon. That Enochanami, there really is no Ishus Deiraisa. All it is a Sosul Kemaimer Midrav. A Havamina there was. 100% Zachtois, there was a Havamina. A Belathio Emes Kamash Malon, that's not the way it's going to be. So this is a major Machloikis Rashi and Tosfos. Now, anytime you have a Shaila like this, Machloikis Rashi, Tosfos, Machloikis Rishonim, so of course the Poiskim always want to know, what did the Rambam hold? Right, the Rambam is Dochter, Poisik HaGadol, and the question is, what was the Rambam Shita? So I saw in a tshuva from the Noida B'Yehuda, he's discussing this Shaila. The tshuva is in Evene Ezemadura Kama Simen Nun Dalit, and Toich Dvarev, he says, Kipasti Harambam, and the Rambam nowhere in Hilchas Yibum V'Chalitza addresses this Mefurish. He doesn't say clearly whether he held like Rashi that the B of a Bentes is. Oh, it's kind of kinyan gama midday raisa, or whether all it is it's kind of midday rabbana. Abazok tenoy de Yehuda, a raif in a Rambam habachia, a beautiful, beautiful raif. The Rambam is in Hilchas Yisure Biyah. Not in Hilchas Yibum Chalitza, it's in Hilchas Yisure Biyah. It's Perek Gimel Alocha Aleph. The Rambam over there says as follows: Haba al Eishas Katan. If someone's bought an Eishas Katan, afilu hoyse yevama, sheba leho ben teisha shana v'yomechon, hareza pater. So again, the Rambam says, if someone's born an Eishas Katan, he's not considered that he was born Eishas Ish. So he's not Chayiv Misa. So the Rambam, even if the nature of the Eishas Katan was, she was the wife of a Yavam that had done beer when he was 9 years old, even then I raise a pot. What does the Rambam mean? It means the Gemara Kedushin, Yud Tesamen Aleph. This is the Drasha. What was the Havamina? Why did I even need a Drasha for this case? So that's what the Rambam says. V'chein abal Eishas Cheresh, v'shoito. Veishes tumtum vaidroigenes, vala chareshes, vahashoito, eishkins habikech, val ichashim ukudeshes, besafik, vichulu, vichulu, kulam pturim. All these people, there's not going to be a chi of mis, says the Rambam. Vim hoyu mezidin. Let's say all these people were born, the eishes caught them amazing, makinoise makas maradis. The aloch is they're going to get makas maradis. Again, let's focus on our case. Someone was born, eishes caught them. Afilu hoyse yevama shabala benteisha ashana v'yoymechad. Hareza potter from Misa. Okay, so what does that mean? Nothing? No. The Rambam says, not nothing. Makinoise makas maradis. End of the day, Bezdin should invoke their power that they have. Makin va'unshin, even when the Torah doesn't say necessarily that they should be punished, and you can end up giving them makas maradis. Freik denoy de Yehuda, a kushyo nifla. He says that if Tosfos is right, that if a Yavam is born a Yavama, even if he's 9 years old, the B is Nitkain B a Midei Raisa. So it comes out that she's still a Yavama. She's still a Shemeres Yavam. If she's a Shemeres Yavam, if somebody is now Ba Haleo, Enochinami, he's not Chayiv Mishom Eishas Ish, but he was over a different Isser in the Torah. Loisiya Eishas Hameis Achutza Lishzar. Because she's a regular Yavama. So Bozok the Rambam Vim Hoyim Ezid and Makinois and Makis Mardis, L'chayim Malkis Arboim. Because he was over a lav sheyesh by Maisa, she'enoi nitik lasei, v'she'enoi nitin lazar is Mises Bezdin, and that is the lab of Loisiya Eishas Hameis Achutza Lishzar. So Zok the Noida Behuda, from the fact that the Rambam says Vim Hoyim Ezid and Makinois and Makis Mardis, it's Muchach Yelda Grash, that Be'etz in the Yibum knocked away the Zika. And she's not a Shemeres Yavam. Faker, she's married Midai Raisa. Why is it that the halacha is that there's no chiyuv misa? That's exeris hakosov, because it says eishnes ish prat leishes katan. But erachinami, as it relates to the ikar halacha of you want to know whether there's a zika or not, zoktenoy de Yehuda, there is no zika. How do I know there's no zika? It's muchach from the Rambam, because if there was a zika, why even hoyim azid and makan oisay makas maradis? So this is a very, very important machloikis between Rashi and Tosfos, whether a yavam that's 9 years old that's ba yevimtoy with halacha is asu kemaimer, is a kind of kinyan gama midai raisa. Or is it not kind of kinyan gomer midei raisa? Rashi sheet is it's kind of kinyan gomer midei raisa. Tosfos sheet is it's not kind of kinyan gomer midei raisa. What's the makar of the machloikis? A gemara tucked away in the sugis of yiyud and mesechtes kedushin daf yud tes amud aleph. Rashi had a mefurish havamina of a gemara that it's kind of kinyan gomer midei raisa. Machloikis Rashi and Tosfos luchura had to understand the kamash malon on the gemara. The Noida B'Yehuda said that Rabbeinu HaGadol, the Rambam, not in Hilchas Yibum V'Chalitza, never addressed it. Oh, but from a diak nifla in the Rambam, in Hilchas Yisur Rabbi Aperikim HaLacha Aleph, proved that the Rambam Shita is, that as, like, Shita's Rashi, I think it's kedai to just stop here. And Yetz Hashem, we'll do a part two in Yetz Hashem tomorrow.